Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement.
I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, everyone in our audience this morning. Thank you so much for joining our Grace Nurture program. And Sister Danielle, thank you for all you do for us. Today, our topic is past, present, and future. And this past weekend, our church had visited the Legacy Museum in Montgomery, Alabama. We also visited the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. And I feel that I'd lived most of my life not learning our full history as a people. And you may feel that way based upon what you did or didn't learn in school. And all I can say is that everyone living, in my opinion, should go to that museum and just be prepared to learn our true history. It will change you. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today in the time we have. But when we shift and we talk about the Bible, when we read through the Bible from Genesis to Revelations, many of the stories about people that face situations back then are the same situations we face today. And if you're sitting around waiting on Jesus to perform a miracle, you are the miracle. The fact that you obeyed the gospel and you're a member of the Church of Christ, think of how many people out there are worshiping without purpose, living without purpose, without intention, without conviction, without never hearing about the Church of Christ. There's so much noise out there and distractions. But we have to get out of ourselves and get into other people. Life is about serving. So pick a cause and serve, but serve the way Jesus served the people. Serve with your whole heart. Do what you can while you can. Lift people up instead of tearing them down, and unplug and stop watching things that put you in a worldly mindset. Be happy. And today we're going to talk about revenge and mental toughness. You know, when you think about our history, one of the top things that comes to mind is revenge. But Romans 2:19 tells us, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord." So set wrath and anger upon the shelf. It's never a good thing to hold on to. And why? Because it leads to sin. In Leviticus 19:18, the passage tells us, "Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." You have to begin with a good outlook on your neighbor. Our neighbors have a different life experience than we have. And we always remember, treat others as we would want to be treated. And another verse we're going to look at is Proverbs 20:22. It says, "Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee." Now, this verse means if you're drowning and someone throws your rope, you actually grab it. We don't sit idly and wait for the Lord. We should be in constant motion, praying, moving forward, looking for resources that's going to help us move from where we are to where we need to be. And those resources, I mean, are in the Bible, they're people, the members of the church, that's our minister, our pastor, our good church friends, people of sound mind that can help get us from where we are to where we want to be. When we look over there at Proverbs 24:29, it also, while we're standing in Proverbs there, it says, "Say not, I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his word. So this verse is really testing your faith. It means let it go. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. And we look at 1 Peter 3 and 9. It says, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. You were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. So we have to put ourselves in position to receive these blessings. Also, 1 Corinthians 13:4 and 5 says, love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. So let bygones be bygones and move on. Once you move into Christ, it's time to move up. So let's talk a little bit about mental toughness. We talked a little bit about revenge there in the previous passages. So when we speak of mental toughness, we're talking about a fierce, strong, unbreakable faith and love for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll go through some trials and tribulations in this life, no doubt about it. Sometimes it's very dark. Sometimes there's so much light you can't even see. If you think of your life and you being your own tree, make sure your spiritual roots run deep. Make sure that a small wind doesn't blow you over. And we have to be prepared to fight individually. That's for our own soul. And as Christians, we're always on guard. There isn't a quote-unquote day off. We're not walking in pretend. We're walking with a purpose. Ephesians 6 and 10 tells us, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When we look at 1 Peter 1 and 13, it also says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So as I come to my closing thought, do you want a better future for yourself or a better future for the human race? We have to think bigger, work harder and longer. What is it that you do well? And how do you double down on a talent that you're good at? Serve the Lord in that role. Stop worrying and begin taking steps toward progress. Measure your progress. Document it. Keep track of your progress. Many of our problems are centered around things being perfect, and things are never going to be perfect. We're measured on what gets done. A plan not implemented is just a thought. And if you never take action, you'll never achieve anything. Every now and then, we need a conscious shock so we don't fall asleep. So let's get out there and be about the business of doing for the Lord. No matter what capacity you're in, from calling other people to cheering up someone in a nursing home, greeting cards still work, phone calls work, and loving each other still works. With that, would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Father, thank you for every individual represented on this call, every family represented, every church represented, every minister, every soul that pours into our Grace Nurture program to find that bright light and that bit of hope for the day, that glimmer that something good is going to happen today, Lord. Let me look for it. Let me keep my mind open to see it. And Lord, when I talked earlier about us being the miracle, we have to believe that it's in our power to make someone else's day bright. Sometimes that miracle is you. You may give light to someone out there that needs to hear something that you have to say. So when we're thinking about other people, we're thinking bigger than ourselves. We can't weigh ourselves down with everything that's on our shoulders and carry that weight to the bottom of the ocean. Let us release some of these things back to the devil who gave it to us. Pray about it. Let it go. Lord, help us move from ignorance to wisdom. Help us move from being passive to being active. Help us stop being stagnant and stuck Help us move to gaining ground and having traction. Let us seek higher ground, as the song reads. And when we get to higher ground, let us seek an even higher ground. So keep our minds focused on the purpose. Keep our minds focused on the blessings that we're about to receive. Lord, let's grab each other by our virtual shoulders and hands as we do on this program, because we can't see each other. But let us feel the love of the people on this call. Let us know that you're not alone. You're not an island. But we build each other up as Christians so we can face the day and the week and the months ahead, and we can help others along this journey we're on. Thank you so much for dying for us. Thank you so much for giving us the right and the passes to achieve eternal life. We have to work for it and reach for it. Nothing is given. It's earned. Lord, make us better Christians today. I'm asking that you change all of our lives for the better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.